All right. So that's what happens when you practice random acts of kindness, even with strangers. It doesn't matter who they are. All right. It says go to number 9. What's number 9? Oh, be available. When somebody calls, they need help, be available.
It's number four. But it was number 9, but now it's number 4. Because I move things around because I can.
Sometimes I have to. Would you like to sit over there? Be available. Just when somebody calls you, they need help, this is how you make a difference. Little things. We have a guy that was in an accident. Our neighbor, we did a lot of things together. He'll never be normal again. He says, would you take care of my fruit trees? So I happen to be a fruit tree pruner. I said, you know what? I'll be glad to do it. Went over there, sprayed them all up, perfect crop, no worms. He'll never eat an apple. He'll never make it. He's on his way out. It didn't matter. What mattered to him was that I was available to go do a little favor for him because he loved those trees. All right. So like a starfish on the beach made a difference to that one. All right. Now, the next key,
and again, Joe's used this word about 4 times, and I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. I'm going to do a little demonstration. Where's Rachel? Rachel, would you come up and be my lovely assistant? We're going to see who can drink a gallon of water the fastest. And there was, if we have to pee, you know. It's just teasing. All right, now.
All right.
How are you doing this afternoon, Rachel?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you as usual.
All right, now I want you to empty this gallon of water, it says 1 gallon, gallon of water, into that big pan. I need a timer. Does anybody have a watch with a second hand?
Or a phone. I have a timer.
Okay. When she tips this over, I want you to start timing it. Can you hold that? It's heavy. Need some help? All right. Empty that water into that pan. Okay, ready? Go. You can tip it upside down. It's going out pretty fast. Mm-hmm. Stop. Okay, how long?
20 seconds. 20 seconds and 11 hundredths.
That went out fast.
Mm-hmm.
Hope this doesn't mess up my demonstration.
Of course it won't. It's
all
already
right.
Awesome.
Stay right there. Now, I'm going to do something that I learned from my grandfather, who was a bootleg whiskey maker.
That's his dad.
That's where he gets a lot of his inspiration from, too. Yeah, your grandfather too. He learned that by taking whiskey and putting it in a cask and tumbling it in the water, it would make whiskey like in months instead of years, where it would normally sit in a cask, you know, and just sit there and get old. And take like, what's that? A good Kentucky bourbon takes, what, 20 years? He didn't have that long, man. He had to have money right now. And it was prohibition, and there was money to be made on good whiskey. So what he did is he learned that if he... Now, time that.
The cool one.
16 seconds.
16 seconds. You know, when I did this at home, that one, the first one took a minute.
You didn't shake it.
Thanks, cuz.
Here's my daughter.
Right. Can't raise my hand. Thank you.
Well, I did a minute with the first one when you did it.
Yeah.
Well, it took longer. Okay, we beat it by what? 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Not
maybe
enough.
10.
If not,
yeah.
Enough.
We get our interest now.
Oh,
I thought it was interesting.
Get back. Yeah, that water's still here, Jane.
We'll have a baptism here if we're not careful.
That says your foot. I know. All right, so the lesson, the message, is what?
If you shake it, then and it goes around in a circle, it's going to go around faster.
That's right, that's right. Now, what's the principle behind it? Thank you. The principle.
There's energy in motion.
What do we put on that?
Spin.
A spin. When the electrons divide, they spin. When you see a galaxy, it's spiraling, it's spinning. Nothing remains stagnant, motionless. Certainly not us, especially when we were dancing. Man, I saw everybody out here spinning. That's the way life is. So if you put a positive spin on the moment you're in, you will make a difference. Be more positive than negative. Be more positive than the person next to you. Even if it's only 5% more, it doesn't have to be a lot more. You don't have to be super person. Just if they want to start talking about death and disease and decay and blah, blah, crap and drama stories, you might be looking for an opening to raise the consciousness of the conversation to something a little bit more positive, inspiring. You know, worth listening to. You don't have to be anything more than that. Just aware. You set your attention, you're paying attention, you're putting a spin. What are some other examples of a positive spin that we see in technology and innovation in the world today? Light bulb spins in. Screw. Screw, much stronger than a nail. I've got nails coming out of my porch like crazy. I replace them with screws and they stay put.
What's interesting is when a politician puts spin on something, that gives it more power.
Gives it more power.
Radical spin, they call it.
Thank you. Okay, what else?
Washing machine.
A washing machine, a spin cycle. You know, if you just hung those clothes out there like that to dry, or to drip dry, how long would that take? Yeah, it'd be moldy and throw them out. Throw them in the spin cycle and stir them up a little bit. And away we go. Thank you. That's good. Spin cycle. What else?
A twister does a little more damage than just a straight line.
What?
A twister does a little more damage than a straight line.
Thank you. A twister. A tornado. Boy, you ought to see the dead. Well, that's what they do. You can't blame them.
A blender.
It's their nature.
A coffee grinder.
Propellers moving an airplane through the air create a spin. Your clock spins, sometimes moves a little fast. Depends on which jug you're holding. I have one like that, but I know my grandpa had bootleg whiskey in. And so you never know. Okay. Spinning propellers. Rifling in the barrel of a gun. Do you know how that changed technology? I know it's a negative thing. Don't want to get too much into it. But you can use a gun for positive things, teaching kids how to hit a target, how to use dangerous things, how to have fun, how to hear the big bang. But the rifling, before they put rifling in the barrel of a gun, what did they have? They had what they called a smoothbore. And they just used the ball. And after 100 yards, that ball could go anywhere and probably miss what you were aiming at. They learned to put rifling down the barrel, so it puts a spin on the ball or the projectile. Deadly. accurate.
Like playing tennis, put a spin on the ball.
Tennis, put a spin on the ball.
Bowling.
Bowling,
put a spin on the ball.
Bowling, you put a spin on the ball.
Baseball.
That's right. How many balls does a man have?
Six.
No. He's got a football. He's got a golf ball. He's got a baseball. I could go on. Probably about 20 balls. And he puts a spin on as many as he can to get the result he wants with this hardware.
Walter still calls it ball ammunition.
It's still ball. Ah! Ball ammunition. That's man for you. All right, so the bottom line here, the message, the principle, is put a positive spin on the world you're in. That's how you make a difference. People will remember you. Even if you have to correct somebody, and I don't mind being corrected sometimes, rarely happens, except by her. With her, it's a daily occurrence, but I'm used to it. So there you have it. Be a catalyst for positive change. Be a catalyst. Make moves. Make things happen. Eliminate three words. Write these words down. Do not use these words again. Can't, but, and try. I sure like to try to be successful, but I can't. Because I got lots of reasons why I can't. I try, but, well, it ain't worked. Oh, man. You know, how many people do you hear say stuff like that? Yeah, I'm unemployed, but I don't want to be, but, you know, just get off your butt. Eliminate, replace them with I can, I will, and then do. Go do.
Like Yoda, there is no try.
In what?
Like Yoda said, there is no try.
There is no try.
Do or do
not. The
only
place there's try is in tricycle if you're a child. Yeah, there's no try. There's just do. Okay. Dare to be different. If you're going to make a difference, you have to be different. This is number six. Dare to be different. All right. I can tell you're different already. We're all a little bit different, a little bit quirky, a little bit less to say. Or you wouldn't be here, and you wouldn't be, enjoying the information that you're getting. Just be like everybody else out there that, oh, just wears my, you know, I got to go to work and wears my next beer. Not that that's so bad. Raise the level. Okay, avoid mundane chatter. Look for openings. Talk about spiritual things, books you've read. How to create win-win. That's how you become different. Become the salt of the earth. The one thing that I've done, because I wanted to make a difference in my community, is I write for this paper. It's called the New Plymouth Record. How many here have not heard of it? That just upsets me.
Do they distribute that in Leander, Texas?
You darn right they will. Any place a postage stamp will take it, you can get it. So I'm thinking, what can I do to make a difference in my little community of 1,400 people when most of them are at church or the bars? So I have a pest control business, and I do landscaping, and I prune fruit trees, and I make a lot of connections, and I help people that way. Always trying to do something a little extra, like I'll trim that branch over there and I won't charge it. Or whatever, something.
Good, we need some work done in our yard.
And our neighbor's tree.
Okay, pass that list around. Your neighbors need help too.
They don't know.
Bring my shade. Here we have an advertisement for Bi-Mart. You like Bi-Mart?
I love Bi-Mart.
Now, so the guy said, I went into the newspaper place where they were distributing these when they were just starting. I don't think I would have got in. Maybe I'd get in today, who knows. But I talked with a publisher named Laura, and she said, well, what do you do? I said, well, I'm a life coach, success coach, motivator. She said, well, why don't you write an article and prove it? So I slapped her. And no, I said, okay, I will. So it's Thursday. She said, I got to have it by Tuesday. So I wrote the first one called Life Takes Sand. It's about, you know, in the old days they say, man, he'll get the job done. He's got sand. It means he's got gumption, staying power, inner strength. So I wrote about that. And how life is like playing a game of golf. You know, we tee off, we're born. Hopefully we stay down the fairway, but sometimes where do we land, Artie?
In the trap.
In the sand trap. Well, what do you do when you land in the sand?
You